Welcome back to The Rundown. Thanks for tuning in. It's presented, as always, by JSportsBetting1 on Twitter and CSportsBetting2. Today we have the NBA Finals Game 1, which is happening tonight. So if you're lucky enough to tune in on Wednesday, you're welcome. And we have a garbage, maybe the worst game in the history of the NFL. Broncos versus Jets Thursday night. I have two picks on that, unfortunately, but I'm on a real hot streak in football. I'm 5-2. We're 6-0 in even or above podcasts, and we're ready to roll, so let's go. Before we get into the picks, which I know it's what you came for, I'm just going to give my thoughts for a second on the NBA Finals in general. I think the Lakers are going to win, and I think they're probably going to win in 5 or 6 games. I give the Lakers, you know, a 75% chance at this point. I think LeBron and AD they'll take over, but the NBA will probably help them a little. You know, they want LeBron to win. You know, Kobe, avenge Kobe. And also what I thought was interesting is the refs for this series are the refs who call the most fouls on average, which really plays into the Lakers' game plan of, you know, just driving in and crashing the rim, as opposed to the Heat where they just spot up, shoot a lot. So yeah, I think it'll go 5 or 6 and the Lakers will win. And now C's going to give his thoughts.
So I agree here with Jay in a sense, but at the same time, I really, really like this Heat team. You know, it reminds me a lot of the 04 Pistons. You know, it's a star player like Jimmy Butler, but built around him. You know, a lot of shooters, great defense, and awesome coach. But, you know, I've been saying to myself, as much as I want the Lakers to lose, as much as I think they're going to lose each series, they've come out looking great. You know, the power of LeBron and AD, it's just something else. It's something that in crunch time is just too hard to go against. So as much as I want the Heat to win, and I keep telling myself that, I just don't see a way where it can happen. I don't see a way where LeBron, you know, he's gotten this far. He's gotten the NBA back from the restart. I just don't see him losing the finals here. I'm going to say Lakers in 7 because I think the Heat are definitely good enough to win 3 games in the series. I'm rooting for the Heat. I like the team that they built around Jimmy Butler. So, you know, I'm still going to go with the Lakers here, but I think the Heat will definitely be competitive. Now, moving on, we're going to give our picks for Game 1. If you're tuning in Wednesday, you'll get a chance to hear. If not, you'll see if we were right or wrong. And we're going to do this right before we do the Thursday night picks. So, see here, make sure you follow the Twitter at CSportsBetting2. The first pick that I'm going to give is Heat plus 4.5. And although I was saying before that I do think that the Lakers are probably the better team overall and will win the series, I really like the Heat here in Game 1 because if you've paid attention all throughout the playoffs, LeBron usually takes a game or two to get going and figure out his opponents. So, and I also think that the Heat come out very hot to start off the series. They usually go off to a lead. They have gotten up 2-0 in every series that they played this year. So, you know, I think also with the Heat getting 4.5, I expect every game in the series to be close, how it has been, like how the Heat and the Celtics, every game was mostly close. So I think the Heat here plus 4.5 just makes more sense. I'm going to put 2 units on this. I really like it. And now I'm also going to give a player prop for tonight. And that is going to be Tyler Herro over 15.5 points on Game 1. Now, I think a big part of the Heat game plan going forward is going to be using Tyler Herro. He's a guy that cuts the basket a lot and also handles the ball. You know, he has a lot of moves. He has a step-back jumper that works. And, you know, the Lakers, they do not have great perimeter defense. We saw that a lot with Jamal Murray feasting a lot in the series against them. And Jokic hitting a lot of threes. So I think if the Heat are going to show out tonight, it's going to be from Tyler Herro. You know, he's definitely taken a bigger role in the offense since the Celtics series. And I expect no less from him. So I like Tyler Herro 15.5 over.
I only have a player prop in this game tonight, and it's going to be Duncan Robinson over 2.5 three-pointers. I think this is a good bet in general. Four out of his last five games, he's gone over 2.5. And additionally, I think the way the Lakers are made up plays into Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro, but I'm taking Duncan Robinson here. I think Anthony Davis will probably lock up the paint and their center, Bam Adebayo. And LeBron will most likely be placed on Jimmy Butler, and he'll also contain him. So the Heat's only real option is to just pass out to their shooters, and if they make it, they win. If they miss it, they lose. So Duncan Robinson, Tyler Herro, and Jay Crowder as well will have a lot of attempts tonight, and I think he does go over 2.5. Moving on to Thursday night football, the Denver Broncos versus the New York Jets. Probably the two worst teams this week. You know, the Broncos being on their third string quarterback and the Jets having their whole entire team injured, really, even though they were as if they weren't bad enough to begin with. I have two player props. I'm not going to touch the teams on this. It's so unpredictable. So my first one is Braxton Berrios, wide receiver for the Jets, over 3.5 receptions. He went over this last week, and you know, their number one receiver, Jameson Crowder, is coming back from an injury. I personally don't think he'll be 100%. He's limited today. So Braxton Berrios might act as their one, as Jameson Crowder's only on the field part of the time. And so I think over 3.5 is a good bet to hit. And on the opposite side, I think Melvin Gordon over 60 rushing yards is also likely to hit. I think this for a couple of reasons. One, the Broncos are, as I previously stated, they're on their third string quarterback, so they're going to try and run their offense through the ground, through Melvin Gordon, probably their best player remaining on this offense with Courtland Sutton out. And the Jets' defense isn't good. They've let everyone destroy them. You know, you just watched them let the Colts kill them, and with Phillip Rivers, who's washed. So I think both of those bets are likely to hit.
Now I'm gonna give one pick for Thursday night, known as also the worst game of the year, Jets Broncos. Nobody wants to watch this game, but when football's on, of course we're gonna watch. And before I give this pick, you know, I just wanted to shout out my Twitter, brand new, made last week, at CSportsBetting2 on Twitter. And, you know, we're just trying to make this thing grow. Please support, tell your friends. Again, we've been going even or plus units every time that we've been doing it combined. And, you know, the Sundays have been fun. We've been making longer episodes each time, so keep supporting and listening. And for Thursday night, right now, the line is listed at -1.5 for the Broncos, and I'm definitely going to take that. I think the Jets, I mean, there's not much to say. The offense can't move the ball. The defense looks god-awful. And at some point, you just feel bad for Sam Darnold because he is a talented quarterback, but the whole Jets team is lost. And, you know, I think the Broncos, although being 0-3 this year, I mean, they did lose Drew Lock, which is huge, but being 0-3, they're not a terrible football team. They're not good at all, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, you saw that they can be competitive with good teams as they were against the Titans. I know they didn't have Drew Lock now, but I still think the Broncos will win by good margin here. I don't understand why the line has been changing. It was at -3 for the Broncos, now it's at -1. So I'm all over the Broncos here. I'm not going to say it's going to be a blowout, but I expect them to win by a good amount.
That's it for today's episode. It's a little bit of a different one, you know, covered a sport other than football for the majority of it. Hope you enjoy. As C previously stated, all six podcasts have been plus units, which is actually really impressive. So if you've been following along, you're making money here. Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, rate it 5 stars, and let's make some money.